In ancient Egypt, when the Lord gave Moses and the children of Israel instructions in preparation for the night of their deliverance on Passover, he told them, you're going to hear my voice calling you out of Egypt. And when you hear my voice, you need to obey me immediately. And he specifically said, if you're baking bread when you hear my voice, do not wait for the bread to rise before you leave. As soon as you hear my voice, you immediately pick up your things and move out. You come out with your bread unleavened. You don't wait for it to rise. It is instant obedience at the sound of my voice. The day after Passover is unleavened bread, that we would recall that the children of Israel had to leave Egypt in haste. They had to leave immediately as soon as the Lord called out to them so that they could enter into deliverance. So what does this mean? We understand that unleavened bread has to do with Israel instantly obeying God, coming out of Egypt as soon as they heard God's voice, not waiting for the bread to rise, but moving out instantaneously. And we know that Jesus was buried during this holy season. So what's the connection? Unleavened bread, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, beloved, speaks to me about the fact that I need to come to a place in my life where I obey the Lord fully and instantly, even as Yeshua was obedient to the point of death, thus fulfilling the model of perfect obedience and then being buried during this holy season to prove that he is the perfect obedient one. When the Father speaks to him, he doesn't dilly-dally around. He doesn't weigh the pros and cons of whether it's a good idea for him to obey the Father. As soon as he hears the Father's voice, he obeys. The Lord is calling me and you, beloved ones, into the same type of walk, fully and instantly obedient, just like King Jesus, who's our head, and who is also the one to whom we are being conformed to. We're being conformed into his image. So when we think about Passover and unleavened bread together, when it comes to Passover, we think about being delivered. But when we think about unleavened bread, we ask ourselves, delivered into what? We're being delivered into instant obedience to the Father, because we're his sons and daughters. We're part of the body of Messiah Jesus.